And Mary kept all these things. How do you keep something like that to yourself? I mean, when you know something that's really important, or really exciting, or really a secret, how do you keep it? And yet Mary heard this wonderful news from the shepherds, and what did she do? Mary kept all these things. You know, then again, Mary had been doing that for about 9 months, ever since the angel came and told her that she would conceive and bear a son. And what did she do? She didn't blab about it. She kept it in her heart. How do you know when you should say something and when you should keep it? Well, there's a virtue that helps us to do that very thing, and that virtue is called prudence. You know, the virtue of prudence means not only do I know what is right, but I also know the right way to get there. When should I say something, and when should I keep it? And today, on this feast day, we recognize Mary as a model of prudence, knowing when silence is best, and knowing when to speak is best. You know, sometimes our tendency can be just to say everything, right? To communicate in every way possible. But not always. You know, I realize that somehow I missed the memo this Christmas. In all the hustle and the bustle of the season, somehow nobody told me about the obligation this Christmas to take a picture of everyone in the household wearing matching pajamas. Must be the thing to do. I thought, shouldn't it count for something that Father Dean and I dress alike almost every day? So we don't need a special picture. But how do you know when to say something and when to keep it? Well, it seems like Mary, in the course of her life, always knew when to receive and when to give. So let's extend beyond Christmas. You know, it was the wedding at Cana, that most opportune time when Mary spoke and said, "Do whatever he tells you." Mary spoke and inaugurated the Lord's public ministry. But we could look later on to the foot of the cross when Mary stood there beneath her son and did not say a word. Somehow knowing that this was not the end, but just receiving. It seems like Mary was always a model of prudence. Again, prudence is that not just knowing what is right, but also knowing the right way to get there. And I've become convinced that prudence might be the virtue of the virtues. When to say it, where to say it, how to say it right. You might be the one person who knows something very joyful. You're the only person who knows that they're expecting a baby. You're the only person who knows that they're engaged to be married. But that doesn't mean you steal their thunder or steal their joy. Can I reveal that at the right time, in the right way? You may be the only person who knows someone's past, what they did and where they were. Does that mean you share it? Prudence means understanding that this thing will help this person if I say it at this time in this way. That can ask a lot. And yet that's the path to holiness. So when Mary heard those beautiful words from the shepherds today, she could have went and spoke and been a star. But rather, she kept those things in her heart. And in that, she gave us a model of prudence. On her feast day, we'd ask that she'd teach us that same way of knowing when to speak and when to keep something in my heart.